Christine Oliva Castillo is with us. You Are What You Love is the film, is the screenplay. First of all, we performed your first scene of your screenplay at our festival. I got to ask you about the movie poster because it's a screenplay, and we obviously show a lot of screenplay, do a lot of screenplays at our festival, and your screenplay is great, but you have an amazing movie poster attached to your screenplay. How did that come about? I'm just curious about that.
We just I have an amazing team that I'm working with, and they have some great digital artists who know how to do cool stuff like that. We had some this screenplay is based on true events, so we already had some characteristics of what the characters would we would want to look like on screen, and the backdrop of New York, and just came together, and when I saw it, I was like, yeah, that's it. That's perfect.
And then you got yourself a really cool poster for you. It really adds like a professional touch to it. Like I said, I don't see it often, so.
Luckily I've connected with some really great people who really know what they're doing. So we're all very passionate about getting this script to screen. So a lot of people have been helping me out in terms of graphics and things like that.
So it's about OxyContin crisis, about your main character Leah, and then there's some romance, and there's like a love triangle. There's a lot happening in this film. I'm just curious what. So you basically we asked you the question about what genre. You said like drama, romance, and LGBTQ plus. That's sort of where you're sitting at in the certain terms of genre, because there's a little bit of. There's a little bit of crime, there's a little bit of mystery there. Like there's a lot of kind of connecting genres that you're doing in the script.
There's a lot to the script. It's really hard to just put it under one category, but it
Yeah.
definitely fits under drama. There is a lot of romance, and it falls under, of course, the LGBTQ community. So I think it's great that it doesn't kind of fit under one genre.
Yeah, it is great. Yeah. So tell me about, you said it's based on a true story. Tell me about like how did this screenplay get started for you?
So it's based on true events. So Leah, the main character, it's based a lot of my life is based upon the story, but Leah's story is her own. And what really got me to write this script was to, get the message of hope out there, especially for the LGBTQ community, who is really suffering pretty badly in the opioid crisis right now. So exposing truths and creating change for the LGBTQ community is my hope for this screenplay.
Well, I'm going to ask you kind of a hard question, but why is there's an opioid crisis in this community? I'm curious.
Well, there's since 1999, there has been over 1 million deaths from the opioid crisis, and 75% of those overdose deaths are from opioids. And the LGBTQ community is twice as likely to suffer from addiction than heterosexual people. So we don't have numbers, unfortunately, on how many LGBTQ members we have lost to the opioid crisis, but we do know it's a lot. And we really need more resources for this community to battle this crisis because, the numbers are pretty grim and it's getting worse every single year. But one thing, that this screenplay does is that it provides hope that there is hope for the LGBTQ community to combat this crisis.
Well, one would assume it has to do with mental health, depression, like with depression, kind of like because there's a lack of acceptance, a lack of figuring out who you are, basically
That isolation.
parental, yeah, isolation, parental conflicts, which leads to basically trying to get away, quote unquote, right? And listen, personal experience happened to me, and so basically, I totally understand where it's like you get addicted to things because of what you're going through emotionally in your mental health. So there, obviously, it makes sense that if you're not being accepted when you're a child for who you are, it's gonna lead to like experimenting in drugs, I guess.
Yeah, self-medication. A lot of members
Self-medication,
of
yeah.
that, they self-medicate. So there's a huge numbers of how this is impacting that community. So I think it's really important that, you know, this screenplay is brought to the big screen to really talk about and, you know, highlight it and really bring this problem, you know, to policymakers and change, so we could, you know, try to go in the right direction, because right now the numbers are pretty grim.
Yeah. And that said, within the screenplay, you gotta, it's like you're setting out to tell a story and entertain the audience. Obviously, there's an educational aspect, but your number one job is to kind of tell a cohesive beginning, middle, and end story, right? So, and you did it, and you accomplished that task with your, with this spec that you've written. It's pretty great. I'm sure it's doing well on other festivals as well.
Yeah. So that was definitely a challenge, you know, being a first-time writer of, you know, doing screenplays. You know, fitting in all the aspects of a screenplay and telling a story that's true, you know, really true and authentic to what's going on right now. So it was definitely a challenge. But, and, you know, we are currently working on some new drafts. I've linked up with Bradley Raymond, a director and producer from Disney and Pixar. And we're working on, you know, strengthening the script, and hoping that once we're done with this draft, as well as the feedback that we've gotten from festivals, making it as impactful as possible. So for when it goes to screen.
Gotcha. And this is your first screenplay that you've written?
Yes. Yes. This is my
That's
first
interesting. Screenplay. Have you written in like other things in the past, like story, other stories and short stories or etc.?
No, I haven't. I haven't. I was just compelled to write something. I was something incredibly passionate about. You know, I might have just started writing this about 2 years ago, but it's my life, you know? So it was almost like a therapeutic process too. It just came pouring out of me. So over the last 2 years, it's just been refining it. And I've learned that I love writing. I never knew that about myself, but I really enjoy it.
So how did you like get started with screenwriting? Because it's got a certain formula, a certain structure, I guess, right? Did you like read books or like how did you get started?
Yeah, I did a lot of research. I had a lot of friends who have written screenplays before. And also my father actually, when I was a kid, made a wrote and produced a movie. I never learned anything from him, but that was like my first exposure to screenplay writing and, you know, cinema. So though I think maybe it just might be in my blood, you know, because he did it and I followed suit, though we never actually had, you know, we never really talked about it, but it was just things going on in my life. It was just like, it was an outlet. And I said, you know what, this is a way for me to get it out. So I did some research and started writing.
Wow. And then you kind of wrote a draft, I'm assuming. And then it's,
oh yeah. The first one was like Word, you know, like,
oh really? Okay.
Yeah, I know it. And Word. And then I learned like, oh, there's actual, you know, platforms that you could use to write screenplays.
Yeah.
And then that, it went from there. And then I have a lot of great friends that I had reached out to, you know, that started giving me feedback. And I just kept refining and refining and learning more. And then a friend of mine said, you know, you really should start submitting to festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And getting feedback from great festivals like yours has helped me keep going and keep refining it.
But it's at the same time, it's like feedback can be great, of course, right? But you got to understand, I always say, like, obviously, this is what I, it's funny that I'm saying this because this is kind of what part of what we do for a living is give writers like yourself feedback, but you got to understand what your story is. So, and understand what your core is. So making sure that you're not taking advice that has something to do, that has nothing to do with your own ideas for the story, if that makes sense, right? Your own themes, your own core. So you got to learn what to take and what not to take, right? With the feedback you get.
Yeah. You know, it's hard. You know, staying true to your guns for sure is difficult. And what I wanted for it And getting feedback from, professional screenwriters or festivals, could really take the wind out of you. You're so excited about something and then you get bad feedback.
Yeah.
It's difficult. It's difficult. But that process, just learning what I definitely what I wanted to keep, but also taking from, professionals what's needed, really, really helped. Definitely a painful process for sure.
Yeah.
But like the story, pain transforms, so you got to go through it to get to the other side.
Oh, so you're living the script themes within the writing process.
Yeah, it has multiple meanings, definitely multiple meanings, but it's been a wonderful, amazing, painful process.
Wonderful, amazing, painful. That's usually like a very enlightening. That's like it's like, the old saying, right? Like the order to achieve something, you have to go through a lot of pain, right? So.
But I'm excited to keep going. I'm excited to get this to film on screen. Critically passionate about it. I've linked up with some great people, and I wouldn't trade a second of the pain that the last 2 years have been, for sure.
You talked about we asked the question, what films you've seen the most times in your life, and you brought up Gia and Girl Interrupted, Angelina Jolie connection, I guess, right? So maybe she can be in your film too, right? So
And that would be like, oh my God. Yeah, she was as a kid, still is, one of my idols. Those films growing up, being a young queer girl, brought me so much comfort, especially, growing up in the 80s and 90s, it wasn't, it's definitely more accepted today to be a part of the LGBT community, but
yeah.
back then it was something that you just, for where I was, you just kept quiet. And it was seeing a movie like Gia brought, as much as that's a harsh film and her being a heroin addict, but it was so comforting to me that there was somebody else out there like me. Even at that young age, I had already been suffering from addiction problems. So it was beyond helpful and comforting to watch films like that. And like I said, I've watched those films, I don't know how many times, a lot. And I think it's so important that we have more films or updated films for those communities out there, for the LGBTQ communities out there of young kids who do feel isolated, who aren't accepted, so they could have that comfort as well. And I think this screenplay, this film will do that for many of the for the younger generation.
Well, to be fair, because those two films don't have the happiest of endings, right? So, without giving away too much, if people haven't seen those, because they're both great films, right? But they don't have the like. Well, Gia is a famous model, so you can just Google her. But basically, and you know what happened. But basically, it's like you kind of said at the beginning that you there this film ends with hope, I guess, right? Ends with a certain positivity to it.
That's what makes this screenplay different. It's that it ends with hope, and that's really what we hope for, is that it sends a message of hope, even though things seem really grim right now. In the opioid crisis, there is hope, and there are people who are getting better, and I think we need to highlight that more in the media. I think, there's been a ton of films and shows about the opioid crisis, and they're great. But it's doom and gloom, and I really want to highlight the road to recovery in
Yeah.
this.
Because you kind of alluded that you personally experienced that, right? Like there is hope. You can recover, I guess, right?
Yes, you can. And that's one of the things that I'm working with Bradley Raymond on, in the latest draft of the screenplay, is really highlighting the obstacles of the treatment industry and the barriers, especially for the LGBTQ community. It's extremely important to me that that's highlighted in this script, along with the love story. So, and just that mess, just so it starts more of the conversation of the barriers to treatment that people are facing during this crisis.
Yeah, 100%. But then there's light at the end of the tunnel. Like, not to sound like be a cliche, but there is a way to get out, I guess.
Yes, there is a way to get out, and I and the and the first but we need just a broader conversation about ways to get out instead
Yeah.
of
Support.
things are
Like, I
yes.
listen, I've been there where you like in another time in my life where like you don't the reason why you're doing it is because you just don't like you don't have any you don't see any hope. You don't see that people care about you. You don't see that people understand you. It's like, so what's the point? So basically why don't I just like enjoy myself? You know what I mean? Like with these elements, right? And then basically because
Just
you
throw your
don't
hands
see
up, like, why
yeah
even try, you know?
exactly. But it's like, yeah, I might as well just enjoy the moment instead of like worrying about the future, right? So that makes no sense to me, right? So
Yeah, agreed. And I mean, it's a lot better from when I was really struggling going through the substance abuse industry. But it's still, you know, one out of five people, still aren't able to access medication for their addictions in the United States. And that's really something that really needs to be brought to light and highlighted. You know, luck, I'm one of the very lucky ones, incredibly lucky, and I want to see more lucky ones.
yeah, 100%. And I think it's all about like, I think it's all about people understanding each other. Like, if you have somebody who's been down that road before, and you say, "Listen, I understand what you're going through," it's that kind of mentorship, and or it's that kind of like, it's like having that because you're flying high in the air, right? You want to have a net, if that makes sense. You want to have some sort of like understanding that someone's there for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, and another reason, you know, for the script is really just highlighting females and LGBTQ characters on film. I think the stat was last year, out of all the films, there was only 27 percent of main leads were LGBTQ characters. And I definitely think that needs to change. And this was a really realistic portrayal of the lesbian community. And I think that needs to be highlighted more too,
Yeah, I'd like to know the
because
stat on the lesbian community because I'm assuming a lot of those were just like male gay.
male dominated roles for sure, for sure. So, and I mean, this screenplay really highlights, you know, three main characters who are lesbians. So I think it's important that, you know, they're seen too, you know, especially for those young queer girls out in the middle of America, they need to see it.
Yeah. No, and I've talked to filmmakers who make a lot of LGBTQ plus female filmmakers, and they're about the idea of like, yeah, G is a great film, but we need happy endings. Like, I'm not saying you need to. I'm just saying this is what that I keep hearing this on a weekly basis. We need a positive role model. We need a positive story about this community that shows what you can do and what you can overcome. I keep hearing
Yeah.
those themes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's our hope for this screenplay and getting it to screen, so it's out there.
So in the basically, I guess in a roundabout way, what I'm saying is that you're on to something. You're definitely on to something.
Right, great. I'm happy to hear that.
Well, keep in touch. I think this is a great script. I think you're on your way. I think you're doing all the right things for kind of a script like this. I got to ask you though, are you writing another screenplay? Like, why are you going to get into dabble into other stories or?
Absolutely, absolutely. But my passion right now is getting this just to the screen, and then I'll probably move on to my next project. I have a lot of ideas that I have in mind, but right now our biggest thing is you know, meeting with investors or production companies that are want to bring emotionally resonant stories to the screen that are impactful. So that's where I am right now.
Well, congratulations on the success of this one. And you're, like I said, I wish you the best of luck with the screenplay and yourself personally.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate meeting with you. This was great.